page. In the middle of the Amid, Vimhoya Makira Afilu La'acher Shneim Osa Chodesh. We hear in the Mishnah as follows. The Mishnah is speaking about that a person gave someone else a sela, chaseira, and there was a no. I mean, let us speak, according to Rameya, there are 24 Isrim in a sela, and there was only 20 Yisrim in a sela. That means the silver content of the sela was rubbed out, was missing. So there's a no. So the halacha is that the person who received the sela goes back to the person who gave it to him and says, Anshuldikta, give me back a better sela, or pay me the dalad Yisrim that it is missing. And we hear in the Mishnah that there is a time span that the one who received the sela is permitted to demand back the ino. That means if it's in a krach, if it was in a large city. So the Gemara explained before, there are shulchanis there, there are people who are bikiyim, in Matveyas, they can tell them right away if it has the proper silver content, if it doesn't have the proper silver content. So, if he lived in a large city, so Chazal gave him the time it takes to show it to a shulchani, to a banker, and if in that time he showed it to the shulchani, and the shulchani informed him that this is a sela chaseira, he comes back to the one who gave it to him and demands he should replace the coin or pay him back the dollar dishrim that it is missing. If he lives at a kfar, in a kfar there's no shulchani around, so then the person who received the sela was unaware that it was a sela chaseira. Is ad arve shabosays till Erev Shabbos. So Rashi explained that Erev Shabbos he goes to the stores to buy the tzolchei Shabbos. So then, if the storekeeper will accept the coin, so it's good. If the storekeeper doesn't accept the coin, so Erev Shabbos, he finds out that he was given a sela chaseira. So he has till Erev Shabbos to return the coin. After Erev Shabbos, if the time, the lot of time passed, and he didn't go back to the one who gave him the sela chaseira, so it seems he didn't care, or he was meichel, so then he can never be teveya to mon back that what was missing in the sela. I mean, he had an opportunity to be mavara. If it's a good seller, not a good seller, he didn't use this opportunity, so it seems he's meichel, he's mevatel. So then he's not mechuyev to return to him, so if he comes later, he's not mechuyev to give him back a good seller. Now the Mishnah continues, im hoya makira. What is if the person who gave him the sela chaseira recognizes this? He recognizes, oh, this is the sela he gave him. Afilu la'acher shneim osa chodesh. It's 12 months after he gave it to him already, and he comes over to him after 12 months. Mikabla imenu, so he takes it back. Ve'ein lo olav ela tahumais, and this we have to understand what this means. So the Gemara is going to now discuss what is pshat in this halacha that the Mishnah is saying. So let's go to the Gemara. The Gemara is in the middle of the Amid. So the Gemara says as follows: V'imhoya makira afilu la'acher shneim osa chaydish. So the Gemara asks, Heichi, what is pshat in this halacha that after shneim osa chaydish he's mekabalit and gives him back a new coin. Ibe krochin, if it's speaking about that they lived in krochin, ha amrit ad sheyare l'sholchoni. So this is man. He's not mechuyev. The one who received this coin, this, till he had time to show it to a shulchani, to a baki, so he has a right to return it. He did, he was unaware that it was a selach haseira. He found out, he returns it. But if that time passed by, he's not mechuyev to reimburse him. Ibikvarim, ha'amrit ad arvei shabosais. So till Erev Shabbos, he can return it, because he didn't know till Erev Shabbos that it was a selach haseira. But here the Mishnah says, aloche, that if he recognizes the coin, even 12 months pass by, he's still mekablo. Amen. He takes it back from him. What is pshat this? Oma Rav Chisda Midas Chasidus Shonu Kan. Zot Rashi, Midas Chasidus, Vohochi Koma, Im Chosetu Mekablo. The Mishnah is telling us that there's a different Shulchan Aruch for a Poshet Yid. There's a different Shulchan Aruch for a Chosid. A Chosid has a different Shulchan Aruch. He has different guidelines. So if he is a Chosid, so Memele, then he should return it to him even though these man passed by. Afalpikein, als Midas Chasidis, he should return it to him. Now, I'd like to elaborate a little. We had learned on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, Tosfos said, according to Rashi, Amor Deki Yesod, Tosfos said that if by a coin, if a person knows that it's a chosadik koi, he knows that it's a chosadik koi, and he gives it to someone else with an intent that if he's going to come in this man of b'chdei sheyare letage, he'll pay him. That means he's giving him the koi. He's not telling him anything. If you're going to come back a month, I'll pay you back. If you don't come back a month, so it means it doesn't bother you, so then I won't pay you back. So Tosfos says, Amor Dikizach, that this is Mutar Lechatchila. It is not Pshat. There's a difference between Goizel Amanas Lishalem and I know. Goizel Amanas Lishalem is also not allowed to steal. Even though I have an intent to pay back, not allowed to steal. Gezel is also. But I know Be'etzem it's Derech Mekech Hememkel. These are things that we'll see as the sugya progresses. I mean, other people, that doesn't bother them at all if there's, that doesn't have the full silver content. So we're talking about, I mean, values Bechlal are relative. So Memele, so by Anoa Taisvah says, if a person sells, and Be'etzem, there's, gives him a Matbeya, that's Chosa, and Be'etzem, he is an intent. If you come back to me and you want a different coin, I'll gladly change it. So Taisvah says, this is Muta Lechatchila. Taisvah says, you're allowed to do it. So let's go back to this Chosid. So this chosid, when he gave him the coin, l'chayri wasn't over any issa whatsoever. He gave him the coin. He had the intent if he's going to come back, he wants a different coin, I'll pay him back. He didn't come back. So that's called a mechila, that's called a vita. So, midinei teire, there is no tviya whatsoever, I should return it. if you're makbid on such a coin, you had an opportunity to show it to a banker, to those. You didn't come back, so it's a raya. You're not makbid. So me'ikar adin, this chosid did not do anything wrong. Now, the person who received this coin, after 12 months, he wakes up, and all of a sudden, he comes back to this chosid, and he says, you know, you gave me a coin that does not have the proper silver content. Should have 24 isrim in a cell. It only has 20 isrim in a cell. So, me'ikar adin, the Mishnah said before, the Mishnah said that the din is that he can only be toiveya to be reimbursed, ad kadeshi yara leshulchani. That's me'ikar adin. But a chosid has a different shulchan aruch. He does lefnim mishuras adin. This person is coming back 12 months later, somehow it is bothering him that he received a coin that did not have the complete silver content. So, the Mishnah is telling us, halacha by a chosid. The Mishnah first started off by the halachas of a poshet person. By a chosid, midas chasidu shono kan, a chosid, even though I could assume he was mevat already, but since it seems it bothers him and he wants to exchange the coin, and he's a chosid, im chosid to mekabli. Fine. So that's not too bad. In fact, the Gemara, ihochi, if that's pshat in the Mishnah, eimo seife. So let us see the seife. Ve'ein loy olov elo tarumeis. And he can have tarumis. Laman. So who is it speaking about? It says he's mekabel the coin. He exchanges the coin for him. Then it says, ve'ein loy olov ela tarumis. Laman. Ila chosid. If it's speaking about the chosid, lekabule lekable blimenei, the late tarumes to heavy late. So then he shouldn't be mekabalit, and he shouldn't have tarumes. Now, this is a meiridike gemara. The gemara understood, and we'll see meiridike chedushim in Rashi, but let us just try to understand, we'll see, before we see Rashi, we'll try to explain eisemeinik pshat in the gemara. The Gemara understood now as follows. A person was Mekabel a coin, and after he was Mekabel the coin, he had an opportunity to show it to a Shulchani, to see if it has the proper silver content or not. He didn't show it to a Shulchani. Me'ikar adin, he has no right to be teveya from the one who gave him the coin. He has no right to be teveya from the one who gave him the coin to exchange the coin. He had his opportunity. He didn't use the opportunity. That's me'ikar adin. But he comes now to the chosid, and we tell the chosid, you're a chosid, you're not a poshut person, you're a chosid. You should exchange the coin after 12 months. Now, the chosid, more understood, the chosid has tarumis on him. And what kind of mensch are you? You had an opportunity. You didn't do it. I should exchange the coin. You were mavata. So he has tarumis on him. So the Gemara asks Akasha, so we have here a very interesting Mesillas Yesharim. He speaks about Mishkal HaChasidus. Mishkal HaChasidus is that there is a Gevaldik Inyan of Chasidus, but Leidach Kisa, you have to weigh what will come out from my chassidus. So the Gemara understood that the Mishnah is telling us as follows. That the chassid, as chassid, we tell him, you know, give it back to him. Yeah, he should have returned it a year ago. He didn't mean, yeah, give it, but you're a chassid, give it back to him. And the Mishnah says, but you can grumble. You can have kindness on him. That's menschlichkeit. You hold it for a whole year. You didn't use your opportunity. Now you're coming to me. I should return it. Good, I'll return it to you. But he's grumbling inside. So the Gemara held, if this is the price that he'll have to pay in order to be a chassid, that means he's doing a milsa the chassidus, but he has tarumas on you, and why he did such a thing. No, I have to do it because I'm a chassid. So the Gemara said, no. That is not the mishkal chassidus. If you're going to have tainess on him, and you're not going to be mekabel this belief, shalom, that you're doing lifnim mishuras adin, and that if you're going to have tainess on him, so don't give it back to him. If you have tainess, so you're not up to this madrega of chassidus. So don't do chassidus, but don't have tainess. Come over to him. He comes over to you. You tell him, Rabbi, I didn't do any avle. I gave you the coin. I had kavone if you'll come back. I'll pay you back. I didn't do any yisur whatsoever. You had an opportunity. You didn't take the opportunity. I'm sorry. I'm not mechuyev. There's a shulchan or I'm not mechuyev. Why does the Mishnah tell us that he should know, give it back, and have tarumas? That's not mishkal achsidis, fakir. That's the Gemara's kasha. And I'm going to give you son. Ein lav ila chosid, loy kebuli lekabne minei, voloy tarum is to heavy life. Again, if that's pshat in the Mishnah, that the chosid should be mekabalit, but can still grumble and have tainess on him, no, that's not the hachor. Better tell the chosid, if it's going to bother him, it's going to have tainess on him, don't be mekabalit, and finish, don't do, and don't have tarumis. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, Laman, mi ha-mischai. Im lechosid komal, yesh lai tarumis al ha-marzer. Yes, tarumis al ha-marzer. Mi kaifeyu lekabo, shi yisrai. So who tells him he should be mekabalit, shi shev tarumis. Toiv loy, it's better shaloy yekableno. Don't be mekabel the coin. Mi shi yekableno v'yoytzi diba al chaveroi. Now this is a mirdik Rashi. Rashi says that the taich of tarumis is that he can talk about him. Yoytzi diba al chaveroi. So this we have to understand. We have to understand, the Gemara only asks, in Mishkal HaChassidus, it's not kedai to do a milsa the Chassidus and have tarumis. It's better not to do the Chassidus. But we have to understand, Rashi, it would seem from Rashi, that be'etzem there's a heter to be moitzi diba al chaveroi. I mean, what kind of a heter is this? This is mamish. If they're looking in Sefer Chofetz Chaim, I want to be Maitzi Diba al Chaveiro. What are you going to say? I mean, what is he saying? And what heter does he have to say it? Mal, he says, the Mishkal Chassidus, it's not Kedai. My Chavrusa wanted to say, this Amur de Kerashi over here, the Chofetz Chaim, in Klal Yud, in Hukas Loshen Hore, says, Yesh heter leganeis maisim horoim bifnei abriyesh kshiechaven leteyeles, sheyisrachku bnei odom miderech resha kshayishmu, ulei huatzmoi yoshuv alzeh midrocho horoi. So he wanted to say that could be Rashi holds that be'etzem to come and be Teveya, to come and be Teveya after 12 months, that you should return the coin, is a gewaltige chutzpah. I mean, what right do you have to be Teveya? I mean, the Chazal gave you a zman to be Teveya. You forfeited this man. You don't have the right. So what are you coming? So maybe Rashi holds this also is nichlal in maisim haroim. This is a nefesh ro, a mechutzev. This is not a proper anhoge. Grad, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says the Taishav Shurumis, and this is a Mevnik Mechudish Tekarashi. Yisrael Salanter says in the Sivis Oyer, Inyin Tarubis uk peide betina belev. It's not something you can start being begani in it. It's peide betina belev. Good, I can have a tain on him. So then, well, according to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, we understand it a little better. That means, from Isi, he had no right. You had an opportunity to be magzeret b'chdei sheyare letager. You forfeited your opportunity. You have no right. You're coming to me. No, I'm a chosid, but I have kindness on you. That's, and the Gemara says, if you're such a person, there's a kindness, so don't enter the field of chassidus. So that's not a mishkal chassidus. That's what the Gemara says. Sal kaponim, so we have a problem. What's pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that, yeah, that imakiro, so makablo, filu lachash neymo sachoydish, v'yeshal of tarumas. What does that mean? If this chosid is tarumas, he should never be makablo. And for the Gemara, velo lahayach, yeah, velo lahayach, the kibla minay, doesn't mean the chosid. The chosid is a chosid. No, the one who he took the coin from, he can have tarumis. We have all of tarumis. Frag the Gemara. Ula bossa de mekabla minei tarumis tevele shem shemaim. He is tarumis. This chosid bent backwards for you. You had no right even to ask him for it. And you asked him and he exchanged it. Now you have tarumis. That it doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says, "Ochi koma ha acher afil afal pi shein mekablei menu ein loy olav ela tarumis." Now, so let's see what Rashi says. Va'acher shein echosid. A person who's not a chosid. A person who's not a chosid. We have a Shulchan Aruch. We have a Mishnah. The din is that by Oino, there's a zman that the Misane has a opportunity to be Tebeya the Oino. After that zman, there's a Shulchan Aruch, you cannot be Tebeya the Oino. And if he's not a chosid, he's a Shulchan Aruch, he, ba'acha she'ein a chosid. V'loi rotzo lekablo, ein lo ze olov, elo tarumes. So he can't have any dine mominus on him. Ela tarumis. Diyu da afsid anafshe. That's your own fault. Shleyach ziroi bismana. He didn't come. He had an opportunity to show it to a shulchani. He didn't do it. So you can't have any tvius momin on him. Ela tarumis. Now here, Bebetz, we also have to understand, but why can't he have Tarumas? What's the Hamanyan is a Shulchan Aruch? So what's the Laimi boy according to Rashi? Laimi boy according to Rashi that Tarumas means he can be Maitzi Dibur. I mean, how can he be Maitzi Dibur and a Yid that doesn't want to be Makabalat? He's Makayim the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, he did what the Mishnah says. It said, it did what it says in Shulchan Aruch. He's not mechuyev to return it. He didn't do any abla whatsoever. How can it be Maitzi Dibur? And let's see, Rashi would also be Maitzi Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. Means Tina Baliba, but Tina Baliba is also Shver. maybe the Gemara, we hear the Gemara before, Lechov Yerushalayim Elamine Shemidu Divreim Al Din Torah. That means if you go everything according to the letter of the law, one shouldn't do this. One should always go Lefnim Mishuras Adin. So it could be Tina, he could have. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Now, it says in the Mishnah, V'noisna l'maisa she'ini, v'einei chayshish, she'einei ela nefesh ro. Another Sirashi in the Mishnah, Daphne, Beza Medala. V'noisna b'chilu maisa she'ini. We're speaking about asela chaseira. According to Rashi, this is pshat. Asela chaseira. Asela is normally the silver content of Chof Dalad Isra. And this was a Asela chaseira that only had Chof Isra, which there are dinei aino. But he can take this Asela chaseira and be mechalo maiser sheni on it. The Gemara meforish, the Gemara is going to explain, im bishavya, if this means according to the Shvu Shavyas that this Sela has, which is Chof Isra, in B'Sela Yofa, or Lamaisa, he can use this Sela, he can be Mechala Maisa Sheni, Keilu, this was a Sela Yofa of Chof Dalad Isra. And whatever Pshat the Mishnah is, Lefi she'eino midas zu shel poislei matbeya bishvil chesorin ma'at elo nefesh lo. Now the Mishnah is telling us a yesod, and we have to understand exactly what this means if we're speaking about a shireino. But the Mishnah says that whatever it is, whoever passes this matbeya because of this chesorin is a nefesh lo. So Memela, when it comes to Chilul Maisa Sheini, the a Nefesh Ro will not, because there are Nefesh Rois by people, that will not be the Mafkia, the Din of Chilul Maisa Sheini, and we'll have a sugya now exactly what this means. V'naisna l'maisa sheini v'einei choshish she'einei elo nefesh ro. Omar Rav Pope Shmamino Haiman demuki azuzi mikri nefesh ro. A person who shtelzich on money, we'll see soon in Rashi what this means, that person is called a nefesh ro. V'hani mili u'desagi lohu. And that is dafke if it's yaitze bahitzo. Now let us see what Rashi says. What is Rapope coming to be mechadish? Zot Rashi, the muki azuzi, mamit atmoi milakablom, shemaitzi bohem, and the Teres Chaim brings Rashi and the Riv Shumpgan. The Teres Chaim says pshat in this Rashi as follows. That Rashi means that our Mishnah is speaking about a coin that does not have the proper silver content. And the Mishnah says, whatever the lumbus of the Mishnah is, we'll see later. But the Mishnah says, these people who are medagdik, because it doesn't have the proper silver content, that's called a nefesh ro. It's not such a praiseworthy Mila by doing what he's doing. So Rapope said, a person who will be mamet atzmai milekablom kshemoitzi bem shumpga. So the Teres Chaim said that means as follows. He has a coin. Misha speaking about that is missing the silver content. Rapope comes to say a person, you give him a coin, it's dented. It's cracked. It's That's called a nefesh hor. If it's yaitze b'yaitzo, so what does it matter? It's a coin. If it be a leichter, you're buying a leichter, and it's that. No, I understand. That's a facade. But here, this is a coin. Shame shemayim. It's yaitze b'yaitzo. No, I won't accept it because it's dented. Give me another coin. So Rapapa brought a raya. If the Mishnah said that if it's missing the silver content, which in Yisod is a smaller to say, it's missing its shabbos, af al pikein, the Mishnah said that's called a nefesh lo. So avada gevis, if there's only a pagam in it, and it's yaitze b'yitzo, it's still usable, and you won't accept it, that's called zicha a nefesh lo. Fine. As long as it's yaitze b'yitzo, that means if the pagam is such a pagam that it's not accepted by anybody, so then that's not a nefesh ro. I mean, the pagam somehow is matkiya the shame matveya shaboy. Now the Gemara continues. Misayalei lecheskia. Our Mishnah is a raya to cheskia. The Omar Cheskia, Bo le Perto Bishavio, Bo le Chalolo, Mechalolo Biyofe. Now, Messiah, Slotzi Batrashi says, Masnisen Diktoni Noislo Lamaisa Shani. The Mishnah says that this coin can be used for Maisa Shani. So this Mishnah is a raya to Cheskia. What did Cheskia say? Bo le poirto, bo la hachlif sela chaseira beprutus. That means a person has a sela chaseira, and we'll see Rashi, the machlekes harishayim, atalim shatlis gemara, but let us learn the way Rashi learns. Rashi seems to learn as follows. We're speaking about a sela chaseira. We're speaking about a sela that is missing dalad isrim. So now he comes to the store. He was mechalafit, and it was mechalo meiser sheni on this sela. Now he comes. He wants to get change. So bole poilto. He wants to get Brutus for it. Perto b'shavya l'fiches reine v'lo yerame es chaveiroi l'perto b'yof. So we'll see. Chesky said, I'm going to get chedish. I have a sella chaseira. I know it's chaseira. I know there's only 20 isrim in this sella. So when you come to get smaller coins, tell them what it is. Tell them this is a seller. Don't be meramim. Tell them this is a seller. It only has 20 yisrim in the seller. And therefore, when you're getting plutus for this seller, you get accordingly. There's only 20 yisrim in the seller. Bolach seller chaser beplutus peyta b'shabiyot lichesroinem. Bolo yiram es chaveri lepeyta b'yofet. But the same sella, he had a sella that has 20 yisrim in it, not 24. And he wants to be mechalo ma'isu sheini. Be yofe, ki ilu hi yofe. So we'll see, Chesky said, a moira de kechidish, that when it comes to chilo ma'isu sheini, I have Maisa Shani, that's worth a sella, which is 24 isrim. I can be mechalol the Maisa Shani on this sella, that a sella theoretically is 24 isrim. But bole perto, when you go now to be machlefit on plutis, then you're bole perto vishavya. Then you're perited vishavya, you get put this accordingly. fine. And our Mishnah is Araya Techeskiya. Fine. So now the Gemara has Akasha on Cheskiya. First of all, on the Loshon of Cheskiya. My comma. So the Gemara says, we'll see a minute in Rashi what the Kasha is. My comma. Hachi comma. Afa piksha bola perto. Perto bishovyo, shumachalolo, machalolo biyofi. Let us see what Rashi says. What's the kasha? My comma. So Rashi says, my comma bola perto, perto bishovyo. Cheski said two aloches. One aloches says bola perto, perto bishovyo. Don't knock off the person. You should tell him that this is a selach haseret. And that the Gemara asks, my comma bola perta perta bishovia, masnisen also lashmina. What is he saying? The kivin de pirso kedeya ino also leitzi biyof. What is Cheskiya saying? You have a selach haseira that is a din ino. So Cheskiya says, you know, when you're going to ask, get change for it, tell them, inform them that it's a selach haseira. Versteht sich? If the Mishnah says this, then didn't I know? If you don't tell them and you fool them, so versteht sich, you have to tell them. So what is the chiddush of Cheskiya? Hachikom. So the Gemara says, no. The chiddush, bola ferta, perta, bishavye, you don't need Cheskiya. That's a Mishnah. Hachikom. Cheskiya wants to say the contrast. Even though he has a sela, which is a sela chaseira, and he's coming, and he was machalal his maisa sheni on the sela, and when he's going to come to Yerushalayim, likach sudas maisa, al kolcha yifletenu bishovya v'loy biyofen. So now, when he's going to go, and he's going to buy food with this mois maisa shiny, he's going to buy food for 20 yisrael, not for 24 yisrael. And that's poshit, because it's a no, it's a selah chasei. Afilohochi selah shema. Afilohochi, but when it comes to chilu, so then, you're mechalu meiser sheini, and keilu, this is a cell of 24 Israel. Afilohochi, cell ashmo, she'eino elo nefesh ro. A person who wants to only get 20 Israel for the seller, the nefesh ro, uch shechilu meiser aleo, mechalu biyofe. Vashminin cheski, de masnisen diktoni, noisla la meiser sheini, ki ilu hi yofe koma. Now, let us first understand, Rashi says a mouthful over here, and I'd like to elaborate a little on this Rashi. Rashi is saying as follows. We have a murdike, Chayim. And I'd like to mention the Nachlas Moish and the Teres Chayim, say Amor de Kevot. We're speaking about a coin that Mizman Chazal, the values of coins were determined with the silver content that was in the coin. A Sela, which is worth 24 Isrim, because it had a silver content of 24 Isrim in the Sela. Now, I have a Sela that is missing for Israel. So Rashi says, I'm going to get Zach over here. You know, if you're going to, I'm going to give it to you, and I want to get 24 Israel for you. You say, 24 Israel? It's only 20 Israel in it. You're a Nefesh Ro. It's not Oiskal. Why is that not Oiskal? So the Nachlas Moshe says, that means if we'd be speaking about silver to make a leichter out of it, to make earrings out of it. Good stuff. It doesn't have so much silver. This is a coin. The purpose of the coin is to spend it. This is a coin that people use as currency, is used to spend. In the monetary system, that's how coins were made. Well, why is this? Well, because it has so much silver in it. But Lemaisa, this is called a sella. So even though there's not so much silver in it, when we're speaking as a usage of a coin, as a means of currency, and you can say, well, it doesn't have so much silver, that is unofficial. That is unofficial. If you look at it abstractly, it's a coin, it's used, you're not going to use it, everyone is only using it to buy things with it. It's used as currency. If you're using it as currency, it was a good coin, now it got rubbed out some silver. So if you wouldn't be a nefesh roh, this is, it's a coin. It's a nefesh roh. There's a chesamon in midis if a person is gibbling over here, it doesn't have the enough silver count. Now, the Mishnah says it's a din I know. There's a din I know, you're not allowed to give. The din I know, the Nachos Moshe says, is because they're, l'davinenu, 75% of the population are nafshei schoiz. That's what people are. That's the nature of people. Well, it's not oiskal, but that's what people are. A person wants a coin, that the coin should have the proper silver content. When he's going to go to a store, he's not going to have problems to have to go to a different store. That is the nature of people. 75% or 50% of the people are nafshei schoiz. That means if people would really look at it properly, they wouldn't bat an eyelash, and they'd use this. This is a coin that had the proper silver content, and it rubs out. It happens by all coins. And this still should, halachically, should still function as a coin. Halachically. But people don't look at it that way. They feel that it's an inferior coin, since it doesn't have the silver content. You have to live now with these people. So, with these people, so since many people, half of the people, right of the people, have such a feeling, so we have ready a parsha v'ino. That means, so if a person will feel cheated, if you give him a coin that only has 20 yisrim in the cellar, which really, it should have 24 yisrim, he feels cheated, he feels this is an inferior coin. If you don't tell him, you're even the yisrim. Because Lamaise, we have to handle with the feelings of people, and according to a lot of people, this is an inferior coin. You're fooling him. That's when it comes to people. So you go to a store, you have this coin, and you ask for change. You have to tell them, give me change for 20 years, not for 24 years, because this is an inferior coin. If you don't tell him, you're over this, I know. That's true. But when it comes to Chilul Maisa, this is a halachidike, this is a halachid has a shem seller. That means in Hilchis Matbeis, that if you have Maisa Sheini that's worth a seller, you have to be mechalel on a seller, halachically, by the Rabbi Shalom, this is a seller. These midas rois, the people are a pesazoi, they're back, but they want tafkezoi. This is not emes. It's not oiskal. But if people are like that, we have to handle with them. So in Hilchis I know, there's a din I know. But when it comes to Chilul Maisa, that was the Chiddush of Cheski. When it comes to Chilul Maisa, then you look Be'etzem. Be'etzem, halachically, this has a shame, Selah of Chof Talad Islam, Melikim and Mechalo, and Chof Talad Islam.